now, broadcasting on StarWorldWideNetworks.com. It's time for Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Let's tap into your own authentic genius and live the life you desire. Join Dr. Rademacher for an enlightened conversation about our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, and our energy intelligence. And now, here's your host, Dr. Art Rademacher.
Welcome to week 27 of the Health Optimization Journey 2022 with Doctor's Guide and Prescription for Your Transformation. Real people, real conversations, and real success. And this is Dr. Art Rademacher. And once again, really excited to be sharing some insights with you that really can transform your life. And that's what this whole series is all about, because I just found out for myself personally that with all this information out there, we actually don't have an excuse not to be healthy. And when you think about it, you know, we do have that blueprint for a perfectly healthy body. And so what's really happening? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And actually throughout this entire year, just tapping into that intelligence within us. You know, as my tagline says, you know, tap into that genius within us so that we can design the life of our dreams. And so it does start off with health. It's a really important part of our lives, because to be unhealthy, you know, is a choice. And you'll discover through this entire series why that is a choice, and what it is that you can actually do about it. So last time we were talking about detoxification. And if you haven't listened to that one, by all means, go ahead and make sure you listen to that one after you listen to me today. And, you know, for any indication for a need for detoxification, think about this: low energy and fatigue, you know, brain fog or unable to focus, feeling depressed. How about being overweight or trouble losing weight, trouble sleeping? What about sexual dysfunction or unexplained headaches, skin rashes, respiratory problems, including asthma, allergies, joint issues, bloating, constipation, or you just want to look younger or just get rid of that runny nose? Now, pretty much, you know, in other words, anything that's currently giving you some sort of discomfort, a sign or a symptom, you know, may be related to the fact that you're overloaded with toxins, or if anything, may be participating in the problems that you have combined with other things that are going on. So the need for detox. So maybe we could redefine it by saying the need for speed, because in a way, if you're lacking speed, in other words, your energy, your lack of energy, your lack of agility, you know, your stiffness or lack of range of motion or lack of mental acuity, you know, anything that robs you of being able to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual challenges of daily lives, especially today, and perhaps you too have too many toxins, you know, that's really slowing you down. So it might be a smart thing to consider, you know, am I candid? Is this the time, you know, What else do I need to do to understand that this is the time to go ahead? You know, full transparency. You know, sometimes I think I've got that issue. And that's why I am diligently working on my own detox. And also, importantly, as we'll talk about, you know, cleaning up the environment. We've been talking about that before. You know, while it's tempting to take all sorts of drugs to mask any symptoms of chronic inflammation or pain, you know, mental fogginess or glucose dysregulation, you know, simply because we are not giving ourselves the time to take care of it properly, you know, it does always make more sense to remove what the inciting cause is in the first place. I mean, that's just common sense, and I can't say it enough. You know, full transparency as well. I have personally avoided taking certain therapeutic interventions because, you know, I believe in finding the most natural pathway to my own health. And as a surgeon, you know, I believe surgery is just really the last choice. Now, some exceptions, of course, but in general, you know, it's got to be that last choice. You know, and as a doctor, I believe drugs should also be the last choice. And so there is a proper place for both of them. But let's be honest. You know, what else have you done to ensure that you have smarter, you know, more natural or precision type of medical approaches to optimize your health or reverse chronic disease? You know, and the beliefs I have of all of this, you know, have been present since I actually graduated from medical school. I didn't quite understand it to the degree that I understand it today, but clearly, intuitively, I knew there was a better way to do things. And so we really need to begin to focus on harnessing the potential of the body to restore form and function. It's something I've been saying for the last 20 years. And really, like Hippocrates said, the strongest healing force is found within. So why have we not focused on any of this? Well, it's really quite simple. Because over the last 300 years, you know, with, you know, science and technological advancements, you know, that has been really exponential. It's going at a rapid speed and it's still accelerating. You know, our appetites for expressing our own ingenuity in order to improve our lives needed to be satiated. And perhaps it never will. You know, until we actually do recognize that perhaps this very advancement we are pushing so fiercely, it may also be very detrimental. You know, some of us are already talking about that in different ways. But that's a conversation for another day. You know, while we've succeeded in making our lives, you know, so much more convenient, and it's actually inconveniencing us in so many ways that we actually don't realize until it's really too late. But this is also another conversation to be had on a live show, you know, with some great people who want to share their views with you so we can have a live and dynamic conversation. You know, this inconvenience is really showing up in chronic disease. And you know what? Let's be honest, it's our own fault. I know that myself. You know, when I actually sit too long writing my podcast or, you know, creating my masterclass for doctors, and my joints are actually screaming at me to get up. And then when I ignore those screams, you know, I get to magnify that discomfort later on that day. It shouldn't be this way. You know, as I mentioned, you know, our genetic blueprint has the perfect functioning body. Our body is designed to be healthy. Let me say that again. As much as we expect to get sick and age, our body is actually designed to be healthy. So we need to forget that thought. Because the only reason it doesn't, it's because we actually pollute our bodies. It's that simple. Now imagine living in the middle of the country, maybe actually like 500 years ago, you know, off the land, without all the chronic stress, the pollution, including the pollution of the internet or the TV. You know, you're surrounded by loving people, working the land. I can almost guarantee you that your life will be much healthier. Disease happens because of some type of insult happens repeatedly that causes our cells to dysfunction. And until we accept the simple explanation, we will continue to pollute our minds and our bodies. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's easy. And how we're polluting our mind is also so unclear and not easily remedied. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do something about it. And that, my friends, is why I believe so many people are so chronically ill. Just not having the awareness or the clarity of the many things you can do to stay healthy. Or conversely, accept that there are specific behaviors that do pollute our bodies and minds that must be changed in order to avoid that toxic effect. Now, again, not having the right information about any of this makes it particularly difficult. And I, for one, only because I'm researching on a daily basis on these topics, do I constantly discover things I didn't know existed? which is why he chose this path, to find out these things for you and simply bring them to your attention. Again, as I every time need to remind you, you know, everything I share, you know, is not medical advice. It's to get your brain moving, to understand and to look and to discover things that might make a difference for you. Well, that was a long reminder of why your first step in health optimization can and must begin with removing the toxic load as best as you can. And not necessarily all at once. I mean, let's be practical. A bit at a time, over time, will make all the difference. And for now, you know, let's put into perspective that toxic load. You know, modest estimates have suggested that we are exposed to 700,000, let me say that again, 700,000 different toxic chemicals every day. Wow, that's crazy. That's insane. And that another source, the Global Healing Center, suggests actually that it's more than 700,000. It's actually 2.1 million toxins each day exposed to us. Kind of find it sort of difficult to comprehend, right? But just think of it this way, put in context. You're a single person in Houston, Texas. Yeah, Houston has about 2 million people. Just imagine that. Or look at it a different way. This is my favorite way. You know, I pitch 200 toothpicks at you every second. Well, you can manage that, right? Yeah, just put both your hands out, grab the 200, you know, toothpicks, and yeah, that's pretty easy to handle. But what about I gave you or pitched you 2 million toothpicks every second? Your body is going to be overwhelmed. And that's what's happening. Your body is now being overwhelmed with these attacks, constant attacks, and the ones you created yourself internally. You know, the body does have an amazing capacity to handle it. However, as I've said so often before, we did evolve over millennia in nature, you know, with the natural elements. And the body understands those natural elements. But now, you know, with the exposure of all these fabricated toxins like plastics and drugs, you know, these are all foreign to the body. It doesn't necessarily have the right mechanisms to manage them. And then, of course, remember, as we talk about all the time, you know, it's the chronic stress. You can't forget that. You know, again, your body has an incredible potential to heal itself. But then, when we don't move enough, we don't sleep well, we don't get the right nutrients, essentially, you've created a perfect storm. So let's go ahead and calm those waters to give your body the opportunity to be healthy. Let's begin to remove those big offenders. You know, out of those 700,000 or 2.1 million, you know, they don't all affect you in the same way. Certain ones are clearly more harmful. So that's what we focus on bit by bit. And focus on the things that you know you can handle. I mean, stress is one. That's a choice. As I've said before, it's never the event itself that causes the problem, but it's the meaning that we give it. So how do we change the meaning? Well, you know, that's a choice. Or we focus on something else, or we do something else. I talked about that in one of my first episodes. It's really important that we wrap our heads around this, because then, you know, I mean, said differently, we don't have an excuse not to. That's all on you. You know, over the last 20 or 30 years, and I want you to hear this, okay? Over the last 20 to 30 years, the onset of early cognitive decline and other types of neurological disorders like Parkinson's, as well as autism, has skyrocketed. And, you know, even affected younger adults and even children. It's insane. And it's largely been correlated with the different types of toxic loads, whether it's, you know, environmental, chemical, or biological, like mold, or even you know, gut bacteria imbalances. I mean, there's so much information coming out that I'm eager to share with you as best as I can. And those changes, they occur in the neurology, and it's extremely slow and insidious, you know, taking up to 20 years to actually become manifest. And so you don't even know that it's affecting you right this moment. Maybe it's time that you woke up and started looking at this more seriously. And here's the thing, you know, when the symptoms do arise, you know, it's like showing up at the car accident after it happened. You know, oftentimes it's too late. But the doctors and the consumers are being told that the solution to these problems is with like monotherapy drugs. Yeah, we'll solve these problems, they say. You know, billions of dollars have been invested to satisfy, you know, the lack of, I call it self-responsibility to maintain one's own health with healthier choices. Look, you know, all companies are out to make a buck. You know, I can't blame them for that. You know, it's your choice, you know, how you choose to manage this. Again, you can't blame anybody else, but it's time that you woke up and recognize that one of the easiest things that you can start dealing with to optimize your health is making sure that you're not overloaded with all these toxins. And here's the thing, you know, billions of dollars that they spent to create these drugs, they don't even work. So while science has clearly shown that the development of Alzheimer's is the result of 30 specific different conditions that must occur, when you think about it, how can a single drug even begin to address that? And I like to use Dale Bredesen's, you know, metaphor. I mean, what leads to, you know, the flooding of the brain, if you will, is 36 holes in the roof of your house. We got 36 holes in the roof of your house that's letting the rain in every moment. That's causing the neurological decline. A drug is just going to patch up one of those holes. What about the other 35? And here's the best part of it all. Is there's a lot that you can do yourself, but you got to know what to do. Remove the offending agents first. Then, secondly, detox. And while making better nutritional choices to help support the needs of the billions of chemical reactions that are happening in each cell every second is also a critical part as well, especially with so many people who either don't cook, like one third of the population in the United States, or, you know, they just eat ultra processed food, deplete of, you know, nutrients. You got to get nutrient-dense foods. You know, imagine that the total number of people living in this world right now is probably similar to the number of chemical reactions happening in every cell of yours every second. 8 billion reactions happening every second. And when you get loaded with those toxins, it affects those reactions, and it also affects the DNA. We know that. We need to have the right nutrition for those cells to work properly. And you have, if you've listened to me before, just already know this, at least 50 to 70 trillion cells. And then, of course, you got all the gut bacteria, you know, amounting to about 700 trillion cells. And if they don't get the right nutrition, or they're dealing with the toxins too, you know, that's 99% of the DNA that you're carrying in you right now that's affecting your health. These are big numbers to think about. So the toxic load has its effect on these cells over years and years before you actually notice them. You know, it's sort of like driving your car with your eyes closed. Or, you know, which you wouldn't do for obvious reasons, right? But it's sort of like opening your eyes just as you're crossing the stop line, you know, this, you know, at the, you know, the line at the stop sign, and then realize there is a stop sign. Well, it's too late, and you get a ticket, or even worse, you cause an accident. I think you get the point. It's not how you drive a car, right? So don't drive your life this way either. You know, the problem, I think, is that making bad choices is not so obvious, you know, especially with all the social influences we are under, the obligations, the demands. And, you know, my own story with Coca-Cola, if you want to hear that, I've repeated it several times. But the basis, you know, the essentials of that is that, you know, as a young teenager, I wanted to belong. And so Coca-Cola was the cool thing. It was the real thing. And I wanted to be real. So for years, I was drinking and polluting my body. So what are you doing to belong, to associate, to feel worthy, whatever that is? And there's a programming that makes sense. Well, it's time to change that programming. So some things, some specific things to consider. And last time we talked about the liver. It essentially has three phases. And while I will explain them in order, you know, whenever we actually do a detox protocol for the liver, we actually do address them in the reverse order. Since, you know, any slowdown or blockage downstream, you know, will affect what happens upstream that leads to the accumulation of toxins that are not being removed. So let me say that again. The normal steps of detoxification is step one, step two, step three. But if there's a blockage to step three, it's going to affect step two and step one in a inconvenient way, using that term, that's also going to cause damage to your liver and your cells. So detoxification converts a toxic chemical into a less chemical through chemical reactions like oxidation, reduction, or hydrolysis. So if you remember, you know, back in school in chemistry, so oxidation or ox-redox reactions, hydrolysis, you know, makes these chemicals, these toxins, less harmful. And this is the first part, first phase of the detoxification in the liver. And, you know, this is like calling it biotransformation. And later on, we'll see how these become then water soluble. And that's the second phase. The second phase is making these toxins water soluble. So even if these toxins stay there, you know, and don't go to the second phase, it's going to be a problem. And then the third phase is the actual excretion into the bile. So whenever we look to support the body with a liver detox, you know, we've got to take these three steps into account. This is why it's important for you to hear this. It's because with this type of knowledge, you will be making better decisions. Now, oftentimes you can buy these products online and they just say, I'll just take this product and you're fine. The truth is you might not be. And then there's a final one is, you know, what's happening in the intestinal tract. We'll talk about that in a moment. So this biotransformation converts compounds that are not water soluble into soluble ones, which can then be easily transported into the bloodstream or excreted. So during this phase one, you know, free radicals are produced, which if excessive can damage the liver cells as well as other cells in the body. And phase one is catalyzed by a group of enzymes called cytochrome P450. That's cytochrome P450. You know, you may have heard this term, you know, before, in context perhaps as how certain drugs will affect how it actually works. So these enzymes, they help neutralize the substances like alcohol and caffeine. They offer that protection by converting these toxins into less harmful ones, as I mentioned, you know, through the oxidation, you know, the reduction or the hydrolysis, as I mentioned. And the nutrients that are required for phase one liver detox includes B1, B2, B3, B6, choline, vitamin C, vitamin E, as well as minerals like magnesium and selenium. Now, glutathione is also needed to manage the release of all the oxygen-free radicals that are being generated. Vitamin C specifically helps liver tissues from oxidative damage, so just keep that in mind. And you know, some of the research actually suggests that you know, vitamin C might play a role in the actual toxin removal. Certain chemicals, like pesticides, can disrupt this pathway. And the excess number of free radicals that ensues, you know, if not kept in check, is going to cause damage, like with the DNA, the RNA, or the mRNAs. You know, certain drugs like statins and warfarin, warfarin that stops blood coagulation, certain antidepressants and anti-epileptic drugs also influence this pathway. So be very aware of what kind of medications you're taking and be aware of the effects on the liver. So don't disregard, you know, the disclaimers on all these medications. So foods that do speed up phase one, liver detox, that includes foods like cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, charcoal boiled meats, which, you know, you don't necessarily want, high protein diets, oranges and tangerines. Again, taking these diets and these foods in context with what your other needs are as well. So I'm not specifically recommending this, but just keep that in mind. Now, interestingly, you know, foods that slow down phase one detox include naringenin, which is from grapefruit juice, as well as curcumin from turmeric, also red chili pepper, clove oil, and quercetin. So if you're, you know, taking quercetin as a supplement, as an example, just understand, you know, the other effects that it can have. You know, I even get excited on certain supplements as to what the potential benefits are, and, you know, until I realize some of the negative side effects. And that's why it's really important to be very carefully evaluating your personal needs based on, actually, as I talked about before, your biomarkers. Biomarkers is the, you know, the Rosetta Stone, if you will, of your body. So understanding, you know, what it is that you need in this moment. Because I said, you know, phase one detox will often produce highly toxic metabolites that will damage your DNA, your RNA, and your mRNA. And so therefore, you know, if you're speeding up, you know, phase one of that detoxification process, or you're actually slowing down the second phase, you know, this is what's going to happen. So, and there's so many other areas that your supplements might be affecting that you're not even aware of. So again, getting the right kinds of studies, doing, you know, the right kind of monitoring, and most importantly, noticing how you're feeling is what's going to make a big difference for you. Just really keeping that in mind. So phase two detoxification includes a conjugation process, you know, with either glutathione or amino acids, or the addition of specific molecules, specifically through acetylation or sulfation or methylation. And, you know, this is where, you know, liposomal glutathione supplement is extremely beneficial to support, you know, this phase two glutathione conjugation. You know, glutathione naturally is found in the diet, but it's also poorly absorbed. So the intake of that liposomal type is recommended, and this can be in a form of a spray. So just you know, look it up online, or you know, get your doctor to prescribe it for you. You know, the body also needs the key building blocks to manufacture glutathione, and certain foods and nutrients are known to provide them. And these include selenium, vitamin E, cruciferous vegetables, alpha-lipoic acid, milk thistle, and cysteine. Now, these are the nutrients that help support the process to make glutathione. You know, then obtaining enough glycine and taurine protein containing foods is then essential for the amino acid conjugation pathway. So you see, you start seeing how all of this works, right? We need to feed the liver with the right nutrients so that they can effectively clean the system out. You know, cleaning out the sewage. If you don't have the right tools, it's not going to happen. You know, taurine and glycine, you know, are also actually important for the formation of bile acids, and that's the mechanisms by which, you know, the toxins, you know, the biotransformed toxins are then able to be released into the system, in addition to the fact how bile acids is critical for the whole digestive process. You know, sulfation is the main pathway for the elimination of steroid and thyroid hormones. Neurotransmitters and estrogens are also eliminated through the sulfation detox pathway. Now, sulfite is a common food additive added to dried fruits and wine, so that's going to help. Molybdenum is the cofactor of the sulfite oxidized enzyme, which then converts the sulfites into sulfates, and sulfates are much safer. So excellent sources of sulfur, you know, so for the sulfation detoxification pathway include foods such as radishes, onion, celery, kale, watercress, broccoli, cauliflower, eggs, fish, and meat. And so, you know, you're seeing a common trend here with the cruciferous vegetables and, you know, nutrient-dense, you know, foods. The methylation pathway is an interesting pathway, and unfortunately, a lot of people are deficient in the enzymes to do that. So that's something that you want to pay attention to, especially with your genetic testing. But that methylation pathway is needed to process neurotransmitters, you know, like dopamine and epinephrine and norepinephrine. And so when you think about it, I mean, you know, our body creates these, you know, neurotransmitters, but it also has to metabolize them, you know, so that they don't accumulate. You know, and it's this critical gene expression of methylation that, you know, we've talked about before, because how your methylation systems work depends, it will affect how your DNA is being expressed and can be related to all sorts of problems, including inflammation, you know, as well as things like tumor growth. So that's where, you know, SAMe is a primary methyl donor used in the body. And also nutrients like methionine, B2, folate, B12, B6, and magnesium, you know, are required for that optimal methylation and production of SAMe. So all these things are helping you understand or just be aware, so that when you start doing your own research, that you then begin to identify what's going on. And then finally, glucuronidation, that's adding a glucose molecule. You know, glucuronidation is one of the most important detoxification pathways and responsible for metabolizing drugs like estrogens and also conjugates bilirubin. Supplement of calcium D-glucurate also helps ensure that toxins stay conjugated and get eliminated. And then you get the third phase in the detoxification. So phase three liver detox eliminates the water-soluble toxins from the bile out of the gallbladder. And so this is where alkalinity promotes, you know, phase three detox. And so alkaline-forming fruits and vegetables are fantastic foods for that liver detox as well. It's important to provide supportive gallbladder nutrients that will help with bile production and also the bile flow, so the toxins can be removed out of the body. This is where liposomal curcumin, you know, also helps with the inflammation or reduction of inflammation. And then phosphatidylcholine is a critical nutrient to prevent bile from getting thick and sludgy. So bile flow is crucial for eliminating toxins out of the gallbladder and also the flow for, you know, digestive purposes. And a final note on all of this is that, you know, we also need an adequate intestinal transit time, you know, to finally eliminate what the liver is trying to get rid of. Because a delayed transit time results in the reabsorption of many of these toxins back into the, what they call the enterohepatic system and back into the liver. So you're intoxicating your liver again with the very things that the liver is trying to get rid of. But to support this, and that's what you get with any of these detox protocols, what you're going to want to investigate Now, Quiksilver has a great program out there, so it's one of the ones that I like and I currently use. But to support this part of the elimination specific process, that's where binders are really helpful, like activated charcoal, bentonite clay, and other products. Takasumi is another one that binds these toxins and these elements that you actually do want to get rid of. So the liver plays a really important role in the overall health and is responsible for over 500 critical functions. Interesting that the liver has an incredible capacity for regenerating itself if tissue is lost. And I talked about this in my masterclass for regenerative medicine. Producing bile, to help digest and absorb fats and carry waste away from the liver, produces certain proteins, for the blood, and proteins that transport fat, through the blood and other, drugs and hormones. It's a storage site for vitamins and minerals. It helps support the immune system, helps regulate blood clotting, helps balance sugar levels, filters blood, resists infection, and much, much more. So we got to be good to our liver. Just avoid the alcohol. Avoid excessive carbs. Avoid obesity. All these things are a major burden on the liver. So when we do that body detox in the process of supporting the liver as well, and I mentioned this last time, got to rest our organs, through fasting, not overloading them. This gives them the energy to remove toxins and metabolize fat that actually harbors toxins in the body as well. Obviously, this includes, avoiding the items that burden the liver to detoxify, like alcohol or Tylenol or other drugs. The liver also needs the support of additional nutrients. We already discussed a whole bunch of them, especially if you're already deficient of them. But certain supplements can actually stimulate the release of toxins into the bloodstream so that they then circulate through the liver, or if they're water soluble, they can be released through sweat. So that's an important part of that detox process, is getting to release those toxins. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we talk about the sauna. Then of course, enhancing the ability of the liver to either, pass the toxins through the different phases by ensuring that you've got adequate nutrients and vitamin levels, because now as you release those toxins to the bloodstream, they go through the liver, the liver is even more burdened, and therefore the nutrients required are enhanced. Optimum hydration is important, therefore adequate blood circulation, so that the toxins also reach the sites where they can be excreted. And then, the supporting the byproducts of the detoxification by providing sufficient levels of antioxidants in the process. So that's like glutathione, it's vitamin C. And then an essential part, as I mentioned, is stimulating the release of the bile into the gut, stimulates more production of bile. And then with the binders that binds the excreted toxins to ensure final elimination through the stool. So during that liver detox, again, it's important to support the entire process. I know I sound like I broke a record. It's really important. You can't just simply, just take some supplements and hope that it's going to work. And then at the end of the day, we're closer to detoxifying. But you can support the entire process through enhanced sweating, deep breathing, exercise, mental distressing, and some degree of that exercise, but maybe not make it so excessive. So that covers liver detox at length. Let's jump into sauna. And if we have time, we'll briefly talk about lymphatic drainage. Let's talk a little history. Let's change the focus and narrative here a little bit. And as I keep on reminding the listener, is that by looking into the past, we can discover many of the practices that will benefit our health. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, clearly practices in the past that have shown benefits over time, they'll benefit us too. And not only, is there proof, of time, but also adopted in different, areas of the globe. It should tell us something. So when it comes to saunas, you know, historians believe the concept actually originated in Africa as a practice to rid people of infectious disease by sweating them over a fire. So clear evidence dates back to the Romans, the Greeks, the Mayans, and is actively present in many cultures today. Besides the Finns, who originated the name sauna, but it's in Sweden, it's in Korea, it's in Japan. You know, the Finns do have a long-standing history spanning thousands of years, ever actually since the settlers dug a ditch in the ground and heated a pile of stones. That's how they first started doing it. But here's an interesting fact. 99% of the Finns get in the sauna at least once a week. That's 99%. I wonder who that 1% is. And with a population of 5 million, there are 3.3 million saunas. That's insane. So not only are saunas used for health benefits, but are a vital part of the culture. And for many Finns, it's the holiest part of the house. They also call it the poor man's pharmacy due to all the health benefits saunas do provide. Saunas are central to many different social activities, you know, including, you know, watching ice hockey in the stadium. And the Finnish parliament has its own sauna chamber for the MPs to debate in. And then all the Finnish and diplomatic and consular missions around the world have one. So that's got to tell you something, right? Women actually like to give birth in saunas due to the antiseptic environment that's created as the heat kills off the bacteria and basically reduces that risk for infection. So other examples to convince you how this concept has been adopted in so many cultures, and not only for health benefits, but for social ones too. Romans and Greek bathhouses while they were originally intended to detoxify, evolved into social meeting places for many important community and political decisions. Same thing with the Turkish hammam. And of course, close to home, we have the Native American sweat lodges, you know, being a place to sweat, to pray, and to connect spiritually. So saunas have grown massively in popularity in the last 10, 20 years. And the types of modern Western spas or saunas include the dry sauna, heated with fire, hot stones, or electricity. Then you've got the steam sauna, generating steam by applying water on a heating element. Then you've got your infrared saunas, emitting light that deliver a radiant heat that is absorbed by the skin. And it's either near infrared, far infrared, full spectrum, or pulse. These are all things you want to check into when you get your infrared sauna, which is the one that I'm going to recommend. Now, an important consideration, I'm going to say this again later on, but an important consideration in wooden saunas is the type of wood that is used. And due to the high heat, certain types of resins or chemicals in the wood may actually be liberated. Thus, it's best to ascertain which companies have the best type of wood. We'll talk a little bit about that later. So there are well-documented benefits for saunas. You know, starting off with improved mood and release of endorphins. If that's enough, then get in the sauna. It supercharges your cells by directly impacting your mitochondria. And we've talked about how mitochondrial dysfunction, you know, underlies many of the chronic diseases. It reduces blood pressure, improves cardiac health, improves circulation, improves glucose control, all things that we all basically want, especially with so much metabolic disease that we have. You know, there was a 20-year Finnish study, which actually showed a 23% decrease in decreased risk in death from cardiovascular disease. Other studies actually found a 58% decrease in death from cardiovascular disease, you know, with participants bathing at least 4 to 7 times per week. So go figure, right? Now, it also detoxifies the body of the many different types of chemical biotoxins. That was an obvious one, right? So you got your BPAs, your bisphenol A, your OCPs, you know, the organochlorinated pesticides, But you also have the heavy metals, the phthalates, the flame retardants, the PFS, the PCBs, all these things. You know, they're going to be detoxified or removed, you know, from the body through this heat stimulation. You know, a lot of these toxins, you know, do accumulate in the fat, you know, for the specific reason that the body is trying to protect you, you know, from these toxins. So weight loss combined with sauna will eliminate this very, very well. So it removes the mycotoxins from mold. Heat therapy has been shown to be beneficial during cancer treatment, so hyperthermia, as these cancer cells seem to be more sensitive to high heat. So keeping that in mind. Other benefits: it boosts your immune system, helps with memory. It actually boosts the production of BDNF, which is bone-derived neurotrophic factor. This is something that you've probably heard about before, and it's an important thing to know about. And this is linked to learning and memory. In fact, there was a 2017 study published in the Journal of Age and Aging. And they found that a moderate to high frequency of sauna use is associated with lower dementia and Alzheimer's disease risk. I'm going to get in there every day now. Men who use the sauna for 4 to 7 times per week experience a lower risk for memory disease compared to men who use it 1 to 3 times a week. You know, for a while, I was just doing maybe once a week, and sometimes I forgot, and I wouldn't do it for about a month. Now I'm consistently doing it once or twice a day, actually. And, you know, using infrared light therapy also induces that production of BDNF. So let's just think about it this way. It reduces inflammation and pain, induces relaxation of muscles. So there's a 2018 study that demonstrated the reduction of the inflammatory marker C-reactive protein. And if you've been following me and doing the biomarkers, that's CRP, that, you know what that is. And they showed this reduction in 2,084 men. This was published in the European Journal of Epidemiology. So the stuff that I'm giving you is based on science. It's based on careful research. And so just keep that in mind. Another study in 2011 studied among, you know, 44 females with fibromyalgia found that sauna therapy combined actually with underwater exercise improved their quality of life, pain, and the typical symptoms. So we know that saunas increase athletic performance, muscle growth, recovery. The underlying effects are multiple, aside of the increase of blood circulation, improved oxygenation, and obviously the removal of waste products, the ones that are created by the cells through the excessive exercise. But high temperatures also induce that hormesis effect on the cells. This is the effect of stress on the cells, which then releases heat shock proteins and the benefits of that as well. Saunas are going to fuel weight loss, ignites the immune system, I already mentioned that, releases IGF-1, and therefore human growth hormone effects. And then really importantly, it increases insulin sensitivity and therefore your glucose control. And finally, dry saunas may lengthen your lifespan, you know, through reducing inflammation, improving heart health. It appears to reduce all risk of all-cause mortalities. And some actually believe that the heat, it's the heat activation of the longevity gene, FOXO3, that also participates in this. So if you want to live longer, be healthier, be happier, you get your sauna at home, you know, like the Finns do. But make sure you do your homework and invest in the right amount of money. They're not exactly inexpensive. But I can almost guarantee you that if you're spending anything less than $2,000, you're probably not getting the best type of wood and sauna that you deserve. You know, once I actually started my own health optimization journey, you know, the first thing that I did was get a sauna. And I really didn't know much about this whole concept of health optimization that I've learned over the years. You know, I knew little else of this complicated field, but I knew how beneficial saunas were. So I decided I'm going to make this investment. It was a hefty investment, by the way. But it was worth it. and because it's a natural way to boost your own health. And I was actually introduced to Sunlight and Company. And this is how things happen. And this is why I'm so passionate about helping people, is, you know, giving them the solutions, the places to go to that are curated and verified and from trusted sources. Because that's the big problem that I find today, is what are those trusted sources? And that's why I've developed the app, The Doctor's Guide. So I'm going to put a plug on The Doctor's Guide for a moment. It's on the App Store. It's on the Play Store. So you can get it on both platforms. And it's just really cool, because when I look at the directories that I have in here, and I got tips and I got other things in there, I talk about how to optimize. I talk about what's called HEOPS, which is health optimization strategy. So I'm giving you specific content that you can read very quickly. You get real quick access to it, and it's going to help guide you to the next step for your further exploration. I'm talking about nutrition and gut. I'm talking about the body in motion. I'm talking about lifestyle, you know, sleep and other kinds of habits. I'm talking about mindfulness. So that's meditation, focus, your mindset. That's about purpose and productivity. Talking about energy and healing work. And so those are things like Reiki and acupuncture and MLT and the new device I'm using called the BioWell to measure your energy systems and to be able to follow you over time and see how your energy systems or your chakras change with different interventions. So totally cool. And I talk about some personal stuff, about adventure. We all need adventure in our life. We all need to get excited. So I'm sharing some of my adventures in there, so that might even inspire you. I'm actually getting ready to go on my next adventure, and that's Burning Man. But I'm also talking about regenerative medicine. This is an area that a lot of people need to dive into and getting that right information. And then number 11 is the business of medicine. This is mainly directed at my doctor colleagues. I'm going to give information there that can benefit them. But I'm also sharing some very specific information that you might be interested in. And then I got my radio show, I got my resources, and I also have plastic surgery, because I'm also a plastic surgeon. So go get the app, but make sure that you accept the notifications, because you don't want to miss out. They don't overwhelm you. It's only one notification a day, unless you specifically request to have more notifications, and then I can get you specific ones and things that you're really interested in. Make sure you register as a member, because that way I can ensure that you get the right information. So that's my plug for my app. Definitely go get that app. So my last plug is for the Sunlight and Company, because they deliver a type of wood that does not liberate all these additional toxins into that air. And for this reason, you know, they're very, very selective with the wood they use, and they also build it on order. So it does take a little time. It is a little costlier. But this is not an investment you want to shy away from. They come in various sizes, and of course, you're best to get the pulsed infrared version, which I think is going to be the best. And I'll add some information on my app, the Doctor's Eye Guide. So last word on manual lymphatic drainage, as well as colon cleanses. These are interventions that you can get from expert practitioners, but not all colon cleansing practitioners and MLD practitioners do the job that is safest for you, and so make sure you do your homework. But MLD is what's called manual lymphatic drainage, and essentially the lymphatic system is that premature circulatory system that was the first circulatory system developed in the fetus. So that preceded the vascular system, the arteries and the veins. And so it has a very important role in the body to remove excess tissue and excess tissue fluid and other toxins out of the blood, out of the tissues, and has a way of removing them and getting them into the digestive tract as well. So manual lymphatic drainage is a very delicate type of drainage. When I first got it, I didn't think much of it. But recognize the next day that a lot of my swelling in my leg through surgeries, because I stand a lot, was completely eliminated. So it's a very gentle pressure. It's a manual pressure. It's not mechanical. So don't believe in these people that are giving you some sort of mechanical device. It's not a deep tissue massage, not even remotely close. I mean, those fingers on your skin are barely touching you, because all they're designed to do is really, you know, stimulate the flow in the very delicate lymphatic channels. And so the typical treatment is about 30 to 45 minutes, up to 60 minutes, depending what your objectives are, what your reasons are. Specifically, it's also designed to help you to recover from surgery. And definitely, I recommend anybody undergoing surgery to get a lymphatic. Again, that ends us for today on detox. Not sure what we're going to talk about next week. It'll be a surprise. I might throw in some of my interviews that I've done. But I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher. This is the Health Optimization Journey 2022. It's part of the Doctor's Guide and prescription for your transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success. And if you want to talk to other experts like myself who want to connect with me, go get the OWL app, OWWLL app, and download that, and you can connect with a bunch of really cool experts to get some information that you are otherwise having a hard time. Even better, go download my app. You'll find how to optimize a link towards the OWL app and also reference code so that I actually know that you signed up. And then I can also connect with you. I'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Join Dr. Bart Rademacher live right here on StarWorldwideNetworks.com or on demand 24/7.